Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, text number 28. Antara bhave nanto bhavantameva. Yatat dvai janto mrigayanti santaha. Asantamapyantya him atarena. Santam gunam tam kim u yanti santaha. Antak pave. Within the body. Ananta. O unlimited Lord, Bhavantam, yourself, Eva, indeed, He, certainly, Atat, everything separate from you, Twayantaha, rejecting, Rigayanti, search out, Santa, the saintly devotees, asantam, unreal, api, even, anti, present nearby, ahim, the illusion of a snake, antarena, without negating, Santam, real, Gunam, the rope, Tam, that, Kim U, weather, Yanti, appreciate, Santaha, persons who are spiritually situated. Translation, O unlimited Lord, the saintly devotees seek you out within their own bodies, by rejecting everything separate from you. Indeed, how can discriminating persons appreciate the real nature of a rope lying before them till they refute the illusion that it is a snake? Purport. One may argue that a person should cultivate real self-realization, at the same time pursues sense gratification for the material body. This proposition is herein refuted by the example of misidentifying a rope as a snake. One who mistakes a rope for a snake becomes fearful and thinks of the so-called snake. But upon discovering that the so-called snake is actually a rope, he experiences a different emotion, relief, and can then ignore the rope. Simply because we misunderstand the material body to be the self, we're experiencing many emotions in relation to the body. Upon discovering, however, that the body is simply a bag of material chemicals, we carefully note how this illusion was created and then lose interest in the body. Discovering that we are actually an eternal soul within the body, we naturally focus our attention on the real self. Those who are saintly and wise always cultivate Krishna consciousness, spiritual knowledge, having transcended the foolish misidentification of the body as the self. Such Krishna conscious persons go on to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who dwells within the material body as the super soul, the witness and guide of every living entity. Realization of the super soul and the individual soul is so pleasing and satisfying that a self-realized person automatically gives up everything irrelevant to his spiritual advancement. So the text again. O limited Lord, the saintly devotees seek you out within their own bodies by rejecting everything separate from you. Indeed, how can discriminating persons appreciate the real nature of a rope lying before them till they refute the illusion that it is a snake? Tad buddhiyas tad atmanas tad nishtas tatparayana kachanya para aritim jnana niruddha kamashaha. Krishna says when one's intelligence, tad buddhyas tad atmanas, one's mind, tad nishta, one's faith, tad buddhyas tad atmana, tad parayana, when one's refuge, is all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of self-realization. In other words, this idea that the material world is compared to a snake, but it's really just a rope, and that when we find out it's a rope, not a snake, then we can ignore it. Not exactly. We actually have to utilize it in Krishna's service. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. In many different places, there's called prapancha buddhya. Prapancha buddhya. That Rupa Goswami says the renunciation of things which are in relation to Krishna is actually false renunciation. Anasakta sivishayan yatarham upayunjitaha nirbanda krishna sambande yukta vairagya uchite. We're not trying to reject the material world. We're trying to utilize the material world in Krishna's service. Otherwise, it's called vairagya. Falguya vairagya uchite. There's a river in India which flows beneath the surface. So we can't see it, but it's actually just below the surface. So if you put your hand there, you'll find out there's a river there. So we artificially renounce the material world, that kind of renunciation will actually not be there. Pago, false renunciation. Because we have to be attached to something. That's the nature of our existence. A little tiny soul cannot exist separate from everything else. Even we take shelter of Brahman, we're with another bunch of illusion tiny souls. So similarly, it's a question of who we're going to take shelter of and how we're going to do it. Therefore, it's advised, tad buddhiyas. First thing is we have to learn to use our intelligence. Buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga means that we have to find out how to act spiritually in a material existence. In other words, how to utilize our body, mind, and words spiritually. Artificially trying to give up activities, Krishna says, and at the same time dwell on material objects, one is called a pretender. Does anyone know that verse in Bhagavad Gita? You've heard the verse before? Karmendriyani samyamya yaste manasasmaran indriyartam vimudatma mityacharasa uchite. That one who controls, one who restrains the senses of action, but his mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. So the word here is karmendriyani samyamya. Karma indriya. There's activities, indriya means the senses, and karma indriya means the senses that we utilize. Like the legs to walk, the arms to take things with, these are senses, five working senses. Yaaste manasa smaran. So one may control them, in other words, we may stop doing activities, but if our mind dwells on sense objects, indriyartan yaaste manasasmaran, if we're remembering, smaranukos means to remember, if we're remembering sense objects, then indriyartha and vimudatma, not only muda, a fool, but super fool. Indriyartha, the sense objects, foolish, atma, the soul, mityatra, pretender. One may put on a show of being very renounced, but not engaging in sense gratification. But if the mind is engaged in sense gratification, one is considered to be a pretender. In other words, the aim of our activities of even this body is so that we can put our mind on Krishna. But if we do so many activities and our mind is not on Krishna, then it's called Shrama Evahi Kevalam. It's considered we're wasting our time. And then Krishna says, yes to Indriyani Manasa, Niyamya Varjatejana, Karmendriya Karma Yogam, Asakta Savishishite. That one who, on the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the act of senses by the mind and begin karma yoga and Krishna consciousness without attachment, he is vice far superior. So we want to at least utilize our mind to engage our senses without thinking of sense gratification. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program. Dancing, chanting, and feasting. In other words, we should try to dance in such a way that it's like in the spiritual world. Spiritual world is, what is the spiritual world like? Shriyak kanta kanta parama parusha kalpataruvo bhuma bunis chintamani mai twayim amritam. So, in the spiritual world, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataruva. So there's one person who's the center of everyone's attention in the spiritual world, and it's none of us. It's Krishna. And everyone is meditating on Krishna. That's the spiritual world. Meditation on Krishna, as Krishna is the supreme lover, and us as the beloved. Krishna is our supreme beloved, and we're loving Krishna. That's the spiritual world. Sadhana bhakti, utilizing our senses and our mind, is meant to practice. It's called kriya. Kriya means practice. It's called sadhana kriya. So we're practicing how to utilize our senses and for Krishna so that we naturally think about Krishna. And how to in the spiritual world, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Taruva Druma Bhumis Chintamani Gaina Mayi Toyam Amritam. That in the spiritual world, the trees are wish-fulfilling trees, the water is like nectar, everyone's singing. Everyone's talking is just like singing. And everyone's walking is just like dancing. In other words, everything is so full of happiness and bliss and love that there's no effort. It's effortless. And in the material world, we're just used to fighting, as Krishna says. Lamai vangso jiva loke jiva bhutak sanatanam Manaksasin Indriyani Prakriti Yani Karshiti. That the material in this material world, Mamai Vangso Jivaloka, everyone, we're all Krishna's part and parcels. We're meant to be just like Krishna because we're qualitatively equal to Krishna. Mamai Vangso Jivaloka, Jiva Bhutak Sanatanam, we're all eternal. Manakshastran Indriyani, but due to illusion, we're struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. So as soon as we stop utilizing our senses in Krishna's service, everything becomes a struggle to one degree or another. Therefore, one has to try to end this struggle, and that struggle is ended when we rely on Krishna, and we do things for Krishna. Then we can relax. Because if we're doing something for Krishna, Krishna will protect us. Krishna will maintain us. Krishna will supply everything. Just by dancing and chanting in love of God, in ecstasy, everything will be supplied, whatever we need. Krishna says, Ananyas chintayantamam ye jana paripasate tesham niti biyuktanam yoga shemam vaham yaham. To those who are constantly devoted to me, meditating upon my transcendental form, I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So we have to develop faith in that. People are not attracted by hard struggle. They're not attracted by seeing people in misery. And we're putting ourselves in misery because of our conception of life. That everything is a struggle. There's so many opposition. There's so many things. In other words, if Krishna is in charge of everything, if Krishna is controlling everything, more or less, as soon as we believe that the life is a struggle, then we think we're in a competition with Krishna. That we have an enemy out there, and it's everything. In other words, and if Krishna is the controller, then actually we're putting ourselves in conflict with Krishna. And at the end of the day, if something goes wrong, then we think we're the victim. So we're actually thinking Krishna is unjustly has treated me. We're more or less proclaiming that Krishna is a bad person. He's in control of everything. And I'm an innocent victim, so I'm a nice person, Krishna's bad. So therefore Krishna says, Masujaha, don't worry. Just like we may be dancing, and if we're worried what everyone's thinking about me, are they appreciating me, how wonderfully I'm dancing, if we're worried about, do they think I'm not dancing good enough, are people not watching me, what's wrong with them, don't they know who I am, then more or less we're trying to take Krishna's position. We're trying to put ourselves in the center. And therefore, Krishna, if Krishna is not in the center of our minds, then what is our dancing? As Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, the whole world is full of Krishna singing. But everyone's hearing it in different ways. The whole world is dancing with Krishna. But those who are dancing trying to imitate Krishna, they're dancing with his Maya. And those who are dancing in the Rasta dance or in the Sankirtan movement, they're dancing with Krishna in the Rasta dance, actually. There's no difference between dancing in the temple, chanting Hare Krishna, and dancing in the Rasta dance. It's exactly the same. Because Radha is there, Hari, and Krishna is there. And all their associates are there. So we should be happy and joyful that we're in the Rasta dance. And we should utilize in the Rasa dance, if the Rasa dance is going on, we should utilize our senses. We should chant, we should hear, we should dance nicely for Krishna. Otherwise, imagine you get to the Rasa dance, or even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, and you're standing there like, I wonder when it's going to be over. Or you're there, hey, look at me, how do you think everyone in the Rasa dance is going to turn their attention to you? Oh, look at him. He's more exciting than Radha and Krishna are. No, we have to dance as if we're dancing together. All of us are dancing in the Rasa dance for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, who are there in the holy names, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. They're all there when we're chanting in this age. Then we'll be utilizing our intelligence properly. Then gradually, tadbuddhiyas tadatmanas, then our minds will be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Because if we're struggling in anything we're doing, not only dancing or singing or doing our service, if everything seems like a struggle, then how can we be in spiritual consciousness? Of course, we're as conditioned souls. There may be some struggle at the beginning, but we should try to utilize our intelligence how to minimize the struggle. And that means we have to do it for Krishna. If we're trying to do it for Krishna to please him, then Krishna will give it Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. He'll give us the intelligence. What intelligence? How to end our struggle. How to do it more spiritually, whatever we're doing, so we're not struggling with it so much, materially struggling with it. That if we're going to fight, we should fight for Krishna. And then Krishna will direct us, this is Rishikesh, how to do it. Atma Tanishta. We have to have faith by experience. Faith is not just blind faith, it's by following the directions. And the best direction is the example of Srila Prabhupada. How he sung, how he ate prasadam, how he talked, how he danced, how he communicated with others. The best example is Srila Prabhupada, according to time, place, and circumstance. We have to have faith that Prabhupada actually was in the spiritual existence, and he was showing us by his example how we can also be in spiritual consciousness. Or as one devotee wrote a book about something about, Shruti Kirti wrote a book about no worries. So there's really nothing to worry about. The whole world is under Krishna's control and he's our best friend. So what is there to worry about? We have to develop faith in that, but faith is developed by following an acharya like Srila Prabhupada and those who are following the acharya also to see how they're following the acharya and how they're becoming happy and blissful and aware. So that's also will develop our faith. Because if there's only the acharya and no one follows the acharya, we don't see anyone following the acharya, there's only the acharya, we'll wonder, well, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? No one else is following either. No one else can follow. So we have to appreciate the devotees too. How they're following the acharya like Srila Prabhupada. And how they're becoming happy and blissful and aware by doing so. Tatparayana, taking shelter. Then we'll actually feel that we're actually taking shelter. Otherwise, it's all theoretical. We have to have that feeling that we're actually taking shelter. Ayananda natunuja kinkaram patitamam vishame bhavam buddho kripa tabapada pankaja stita lili sadvisham vichintaya. We fall into the ocean of material existence, but there's a process of actually sincerely taking shelter of Krishna and his representatives. So we have to feel like that through following the process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinada Pisanichena. Amarina Amarizena Kirtine Sadari. So to become humble, submissive, and tolerant, and appreciative. And then give up unwanted activities, unwanted things, unwanted aspirations, expectations, unwanted conceptions. Then we can actually feel we're taking shelter, and then we'll become liberated from all our material misconceptions and miseries. We'll be happy all the time. If we want to be. Otherwise, we're free to maintain our material, our conception that out there is our enemy, or our friends, whatever it is. It's all divided up. And there, Krishna is somewhere, maybe in the spiritual world somewhere, but his Chaturmasya coming up, he's gone to sleep. And therefore, I'm here to struggle because my friend has gone somewhere else. Or he's not very powerful. Nice person, Krishna, but he's become old and senile and he can't help me anymore. Or not all the time. So we have to develop this knowledge so we can actually give up the things that we're thinking are our shelter, wealth, women, followers, liberation. We have to, of course, for women, men, or whatever it is, or nowadays, who knows what it is. We have to give it up and see Krishna as our shelter, then feel Krishna as our shelter by experience, by coming to another level of consciousness. And then we'll actually be able to remember Krishna's service and feel Krishna's protection and his presence also, not just his protection, but his presence in every sphere of activity. That's called not only liberation, but it's the beginning of real life again. Ruchi, spiritual happiness. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Thank you for inspiring lecture. I would just like to ask if sometimes we observe that we take some other shelter than Krishna, how do we in that situation move our consciousness away from this other shelter to Krishna if we are conditioned in such a way?
Well, there are 9 processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting. So we see we're going away from Krishna, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Shnai Shnaru Paramed Buddhya Drita Grihitaya Atma Samstamana Kritva Na Kinchit Apichindaya Shnai Shnaru Paramed. Therefore, gradually, step by step, with full conviction, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence sustained with full conviction, and thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone. So when we see our minds are going away from Krishna, then we should utilize our conviction, whatever we have, to bring our mind back under the control of the self. Yato yato nishchalati manakshanchalam astiram tatas tatas niyamyaitat atmanyeva shamnayat. Wherever the mind wanders to, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one should withdraw and bring back under the control of the self. Prasanta manasam yeinam, yoginam sukham uttamam, upaiti shantarajasam, brahmabhutam kamasham. The yogi who's fixed his mind upon verily attains the highest perfection stage of spiritual happiness by virtue of his identity with Brahman. His mind is peaceful and his passions are quieted. So by doing that, in the right mood, in the right way, then the result is that we'll feel the transcendental happiness and our passions will be quiet and our mind will become peaceful. And these other thoughts that distract us will go away. Krishna will take care of that. They'll disappear. Anything else? Yes.
You were mentioning this tendency to be in the center. How can we get rid of this tendency to be in the center?
Think of how do you put Krishna in the center. Think about what to do with his body, what to do with where our, well, first of all, think, where is Krishna? He's everywhere. He must be in the center then. And even this body, am I this body? If I'm not this body, then what am I going to do to put myself in the center with this body? Even if I become expert at something and everyone's appreciating how expert I am, is that Krishna says, I'm the ability of man. It's Krishna. This Krishna's controlling this body, not me. What they're appreciating is Krishna's expertise, not mine. All I can do is try to take the credit for what Krishna is doing. Imagine that I'm doing it. And try to enjoy what Krishna is doing, thinking and taking credit for it. But it's not me, it's Krishna who's doing it. I'm simply desiring. Now I can desire that what I'm doing, Krishna should get the credit. That's called devotional service. Or I can desire, no, I should get the credit. I should enjoy it. That's called Maya. So that's my choice. And no matter how expert I become in anything with this body in the center, then I have to suffer and enjoy the body. And every body, even Brahma's body, is subject to the same miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. So ultimately I have to, Krishna says, it's not, no one's enjoying the material world, no matter how much expert they become putting themselves in the center. Even Brahma's, who's completely in the center of the material existence, he's suffering too. So what are we going to do by putting our illusion in the center of this body? And putting this, developing our desires in such a way is that this body becomes the center for others. And then we try to enjoy that. But actually we'll suffer because of that. Only when we put Krishna in the center and we remember Krishna by doing so, then we'll be happy in association with Krishna. And if Krishna is not in the center, then our minds and our perverted intelligence in this body will be in the center for us, as it's in the maybe center for others temporarily, but we have to suffer our material conception, our material existence, our material lack of relation with Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. I wonder, when we want to progress in spiritual path and we realize that we don't have the ability, like to sleep less or to give some more effort to do more hours of service, like, is it right to work on developing the desire first? Like, I want to sleep less in order, I would like to associate more or service more. Like to work on these spiritual desires first, and then eventually by the power of these desires, the desires become more pure, that we will attract more opportunities and more abilities to do that.
Well, actually, we have to, whatever we can do in Krishna's service, we regulate. In other words, we don't, first of all, we're not the doer. It's being, whatever we're doing is, especially in Krishna's service, is because we're under the internal energy. Under the internal energy of Krishna, the divine energy of Krishna. So this idea that simply by desiring, though, it won't help us very much. First of all, we want to develop the desire, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that just fix your mind upon me, engage all your intelligence with me, that you live with me always without a doubt. You cannot do that, then follow the regular principles of Bhakti Yoga, and this way try to develop the desire to attain me. So we have to follow the nine principles of devotional service, the nine processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, and try to develop a desire that way. To try to chant better. Not just, I want to. No, we should do something. In devotion, one of the, especially hearing and chanting the holy name, try to refine that. And that way, when Krishna reveals himself to us, then our desire will naturally develop. When we become aware and loving and ecstatic, then our, of course, we'll want to, Vishaya Vinivarthante, Niraharasideena, Rastavarjam, Rasopyasya, Paramjishva Nivarthate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense objects, though the taste for sense objects remains, but ceased in such activities by experiencing a higher taste, one becomes fixed in consciousness. So we have to do something, and something in such a way, devotional way, that we become conscious, Krishna reveals himself to us, we get the higher taste, and then our desire naturally develops.
For example, if you want to sleep less, you see that then if you cut too much, then during the day you're drowsy, no energy. So
we should look for quality of our service first. Quality, and then naturally the quantity will increase. We're not fighting the body. The body's not our enemy. We're not trying to, you know, chastise the body. Why are you so tired? Because that's the modes of nature we're under. That's our karma. So we have to be sympathetic to the body too, what it needs. And if it doesn't really need it, then we should gradually work with the body, not against the body. It's not our enemy. It's our vehicle to serve Krishna with. And that, if that's what it needs now, then we re-regulate our activities. If it needs 8 hours, then we take 8 hours. If it needs 4 hours, we take 4 hours. We figure out what the body actually needs. But not for sense gratification. Not that it's so nice to be asleep, let me get an extra couple of hours in. No, we should regulate it. Do what's what it actually needs. And we can find out what it needs. We just be observant. How many hours it needs. And if we try to do less, if it causes too much problem, if we want to help the body, if we want to sleep a little bit less, it should be very gradual. 15 minutes, sleep less. We have to find out how much the body we think it needs. Then sleep less 15 minutes and see how that works. And engage in something devotional during that time. And if it doesn't work, then go back and don't try 5 minutes. Anything else? Okay. Grandharaya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.